Good early morning, everybody. This is Sam, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And welcome to the first episode for the spring 2020 semester of A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Medford. This is my radio show where I'm going to be playing whatever music I like in the 60 minutes we have before the Eternal Worm Devours us all every week. Now, I realize I didn't really explain the premise behind this show last semester when it started, so I figured that I should probably do some explaining this show. So, a long time ago, in the ancient times, Medford was a hive of sin and debauchery, and as a result, the ancient gods above thought that it needed to be punished. So they sent out their most hideous, gruesome, beastly creation, the Eternal Worm, to devour it. And it was devoured. However, there's a twist. The next morning, the citizens of Medford woke up, and everything was as usual. They all thought they remembered something strange happening last night, but none of them would ever talk about it. However, exactly 1 week later, the worm came and devoured them all again. And then the next week it happened. And it happened the next week. And it happened the next week after that. And it has happened every week for time immemorial. And one thing I'd like to say is that if you are in Medford listening to this and you think you can escape the Eternal Worm, you are sorely mistaken. Because the Eternal Worm devours everything that it sets out to. And the ancient gods above were not, they were not clumsy craftsmen. They were geniuses. And with the Eternal Worm, they crafted a beast that cannot be seen, it cannot be heard, it cannot be smelt, it cannot be touched, it cannot be sensed by anyone around it, whatever. You'll just be existing peacefully, and then it devours you in the most painful ways possible. Ones that I'm not allowed to reveal under FCC guidelines. And this show sort of exists as a dual warning system and commemoration of the curse of the Eternal Worm and how it will devour us all every week for the rest of our lives. And sorry. And I feel that I usually just play the music that I feel is appropriate for the last hour of our lives before we are resumed as a form of torture by the ancient gods above. And this song was created in order to commemorate another place that another ancient hive of sin and debauchery that was sentenced to doom by the eternal gods, Connecticut. And the song is called A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Connecticut, and it's by a band called Have a Nice Life. And I won't be playing this song every show, but it's, to me, it's a great reminder of what's going to happen to us all. So I figured that there was no better song to open the show with. And as of right now, about 53 minutes we have before we're all eternally doomed, I just wanted to say thank you for listening. I'll let the song play out. thing I would like to add is that the rest of the show is not going to be this depressing until the end. Usually, this one's a bit of an anomaly, because usually we start with something rather high energy and happy, and then sort of the energy and happiness just kind of goes down throughout the show, because I feel like it's a good idea for any show that's playing really late at night, like this one is. And this next one is the next few songs are an effort for me, to you, the listeners, to get all your energy out before you're devoured by the eternal worm, because you gotta have fun while you still can. Once again, thanks for listening.
She got juice up.
Oh well.
She got chapped out. Oh well, I swear it's your man.
I ain't got no man.
It was with that man.
It was just any man.
He got fatted up.
Oh well.
He got whacked up.
Oh well.
Ah, he's a rascal.
And love you. And
real deep.
Love you.
It's all love. I'm not an idiot, devil ain't an idiot. Trap nigga never said, this is the next step. I'm like the two step, niggas better get set. I'm the kick your way, I'm articulate. I'm not an idiot, devil ain't an idiot. Trap nigga never said, this is the next step. I'm like the two step, niggas better get set. I'm the kick your way.
I love you.
Fuck these niggas talking about, man.
Ooh.
Riley, fuck you too. Milo, fuck Yipper, what the Frost, fuck ever, fuck you too. We slapping the shit out of you crackers in 2K17, boy.
Yeah. It's the gang bang, bang.
Look, I might vote for Donald Trump. All you niggas hating. Bitch, I'm just playing. All you niggas fronting. I might push the button. Gold codes on me.
Hey, yo, that bitch.
Crack is green, baby, get my torn.
Damn, 50
feet, nigga, fuck up orange. And for the last time, it's no course. Wait, 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 wait. When was this country so great? Tyrant with a toupee. Hey, hey, I don't call Putin my dad. We got some pussy to grab. What if they pay you? What? Huh? Nigga, you not getting taxed. Rap game on a hebdo. You niggas dying for laughs. Walk up on them with the baby 9 in a man purse. Pull a baby out the chance spurt. 1488, put the 8 back in a green bag, yeah.
I think I'm combing the edge, I gotta be good. Damn, I already said that. I think that I need a
punch
back,
yeah.
Look, I think I'm combing the edge, I gotta be dirt. Boy, I'm the car like a feel in my city. Who the fuck taught you liberals to vote? Same one taught you yuppies to cope. I sent liberal tears from a dirty glass filled with Obama's hope. Alright, better take notes. I found a better way to use a rope. I found a better way to make a point. But I ain't about to get all into that. I'm a rapper, backpacker, spittin' bullshit while you file for your FAFSA. Raps run by an actor, home run by a states run by Putin. Fuck a redneck, bitch, I'm shootin'. Whoa.
All right, it's 13 minutes since I last talked, which means we are 13 minutes closer to the eternal worm devouring us all. Anyway, so that first group of three energetic rap songs designed to sort of get all your energy out, maybe make you a bit, maybe make the devourment a bit less painful. Anyway, that was I Love You by a grime legend, Dizzy Rascal, followed by Dip by Danny Brown off his 2013 album Old, followed by Man Purse by the first ever meme rapper, JPEG Mafia. Next up, we got some beeps and bloops for you. Let's go.
Intentuation.
with me. The way you trick me is the way you trick me. Is this a sign? And this is like a light.
Thank you.
storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Having water and food in your home does not protect you from the eternal worm. Anyway, that was Infatuation by Sophie, followed by Another Life by Amnesia Scanner, followed by Mr. Frosty by Mike and Rich, Mike being Mike Paradinas of Music and Rich being Richard D. James of Aphex Twin, two very important people in 90s electronic music. Anyway, we are running out on time before the eternal worm devours us, so let's get to the tunes. We'll be right back.
happy birthday, son. Getting older, huh, buddy? You'll catch up. Take care. Love you.
last time I talked. That was It Makes the Babies Want to Cry by George Clanton, not George Clinton, followed by Peroxide by Echo 2K, followed by No Garden from the very underrated Body Meat, followed by Opposite Lanes from Lil Ugly Mane, followed by Hey Moon by John Mouse, which is a song that speaks to me, and I'm sure it speaks to everyone else who is awake at this ungodly hour. Anyway, we have less than 5 minutes till the eternal worm devours us all, and this next song is called Boring Angel. It's by 10tricks.never, and I think it's very good song to die to. Let's go.
We'll be right back.